The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
At Sleep Outfitters Outlet, great sleep is a big deal. Save 40 to 60% every day on every Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. Queens as low as $249. Customer exchanges, closeouts, and floor samples. Inventory changes daily, so come in for your dream deal today. With no credit needed financing, expert advice, and up to 60% off retail, it's never been easier to get the sleep and savings you deserve. Go to sleepoutfittersoutlet.com for financing details and to find a store near you.
Quote, "When I got out there, Nathan said, 'Mom, Nick is putting on his armor and his fatigues, and he's calling the cops and telling them to come back here.' I was like, 'What the hell are you talking about?' Katrina said that she did not think that Nicholas Brutcher would do that. So she sent Nathan Brutcher back to Nicholas Brutcher's house to go to sleep. She went back to her bedroom. After some time upstairs, Katrina Brutcher decided to come downstairs and go outside a second time. She attributed this to her intuition that something was not right. In her October 18, 2022 interview, she described what happened next. Interviewer, 'So, you come down to have a cigarette, and your husband joins you this second time.' Katrina, 'Oh yeah.' Interviewer, 'Okay. What made him come down?' Katrina, 'His intuition?' Interviewer, 'You guys felt something wasn't right?' Katrina, 'I did.' Interviewer, 'Okay, and your husband felt something wasn't right, then came down to you?' Katrina, 'I don't know. You have to ask him, because I don't know.' Interviewer, 'All right, you guys are having a cigarette. How long do you think?' Katrina, 'No, we didn't get to light up. I mean, I lit mine, but he went to light his, and then we heard firing.' Interviewer, 'Okay.' Katrina, 'Heard gunshots.' Interviewer, 'Got it.' Katrina, 'And we ran right to the front.' Interviewer, 'Yep, you run to the front. Where do you see Nick? Do you remember?' Katrina, 'At that point?' Interviewer, 'Yeah.' Katrina, 'Coming down my front lawn with his AR rifle, and I believe I saw him drop and aim. I couldn't believe what I was seeing, and I couldn't believe it. What I was seeing, because he was rolling back and forth, and it didn't seem real to me. It didn't. I didn't think that it was real. That's, and then I was screaming, 'Nick, stop, stop.' That's when he did what he did to those officers. Stood over them, and he did what he did. I probably lost my mind.
I never thought this would happen in this neighborhood, but it has."
Neighbors on Redstone Hill Road in Bristol are reminded of the deadly night that happened on their street 1 week ago. Leftover police tape and a small memorial sit on the ground outside Marilyn Lane's home, a string of blue lights.
They're here to protect us. We didn't protect them. So we shut off all the lights, and then all the cop cars started coming.
Lane didn't know what was going on, but knew it was something. That something heard by many along the street.
I had all my windows open, and all of a sudden I hear like rapid fire gunshots. So immediately I knew that was not normal.
Ramon Torres didn't want to go on camera. He lives in the apartment complex across the street from the home where the shooting happened. After those initial gunshots, he heard screams, then more gunshots. A rush of police followed after.
Neighbors were outside, and they were told to run, go back inside the house, don't come outside, etc., because there was just cops hiding behind cars.
Welcome, listener. I'm glad you're here. Take a seat. Next to the fire.
Welcome to Obscura, where we shine a light on the dark.
Listener, before we get to the 911 call and subsequent carnage, I want to go over a quick timeline leading up to the events. Yes, you've had a general overview in the last episode, but I want to give you a more straightforward summary with a bit more detail of how quickly things escalated starting in 2021 for Nick Brutcher. How fast he circled the drain. Although employed, Nicholas Brutcher was not in good shape financially. According to his Experian credit report, he had two debts that were at least 180 days delinquent, and a third debt in the amount of $2,116 that was in collection. This was a lot of money for someone living paycheck to paycheck. Nicholas Brutcher was prescribed Paxil, an antidepressant medicine. At the time of that prescription, in December 2021, the medical note states, "Patient complains of anxiety for past several years, which has been getting worse. Patient has been getting support from a psych app, and he was given a prescription for hydroxyzine, which did not help, but made him really sleepy. Patient has panic attacks. He thinks that his work has increased his stress level, and he has gone through a divorce. A contributing stressor was that Nicholas Brutcher appeared to struggle with his sexual identity, keeping his bisexuality secret from everyone close to him. He repeatedly installed, used, and uninstalled the Grindr app, and even messaged with the man to set up a date the same day Woman 1 left from a visit on October 10th. To be clear, his sexual identity itself is not directly linked to his actions on October 12th. However, it is probable Nicholas Brutcher knew the ability to seek out relationships with men would end if Woman 1 were to move in with her children. In addition, the combination of alcohol, cocaine, and marijuana is another significant factor in understanding Nicholas Brutcher's actions on October 12th. The levels of these substances in Nicholas Brutcher's system at autopsy would be high enough, especially when taken in concert, to induce psychosis, lower inhibitions, increased paranoia, delusions, and violent ideation. Upon arriving home, Nick became increasingly agitated. After giving it some thought, he put on some camo and body armor. He began loading his guns. When he was finished, he dialed 911. Listener, the following audio is from the 911 call placed by Nicholas Brutcher. I want you to listen to this call with the understanding that he is under no duress and that this call is simply a deranged man setting a trap.
Bristol 911, what's the address of the emergency?
It is 310 Redstone Hill Road. Your officers had an altercation with a man earlier tonight. And I don't know if he's good.
Yeah, I did. Okay, what's the emergency at 310 Redstone Hill Road?
I don't know. It's not good.
Okay. What's your name?
Nicholas.
Nicholas, what's your last name?
It's Brutcher.
Okay. You called 911. What's the emergency at 310 Redstone Hill Road?
I don't know if it's necessarily an emergency, but it really does.
Okay. We did shift change. I have no idea what you're talking about. You called 911. What is the emergency?
Yes, sir. I can't even say if it really is an emergency. I just think that this young man needs some talking to.
What young man?
Nathan.
Nathan what?
Same last name.
Okay, where is he?
He's in the home.
He's at your house at 310 Redstone Hill Road?
Yeah, It's not very good. Nothing violent.
Who is he in relation to you?
My brother.
Your brother. Okay. What's going on?
We got into a altercation with patrol officers earlier on in the night, and he's just carrying on about it. So.
Okay. Where was the altercation?
Is that brother fully clear?
I couldn't tell you the road. It had to do with stuff from bleachers.
Okay. What's he doing right now that prompted you to call 911?
He's just being very aggressive.
Towards who?
I mean anybody that he had come in contact with.
Okay. Who else is at the house?
It's just him and myself.
Okay. What's he doing now? I mean, you're saying anybody coming in contact with, you're the only one he's coming in contact with if it's just you two of you. So what's
I don't want to fight my brother. He's just being very aggressive towards me at the current time, and I don't want to get him in trouble.
Okay. How old is Nathan?
I also I want to say 25.
Any weapon?
No.
Has it been violent at all? Any physical?
A little bit physical, but.
I mean,
how men get physical with each other when they're all upset and such.
Okay, so he was pushing you. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but can you tell him, was he pushing you around? Did he punch you? Did he tackle you?
No. I didn't get punched, but yeah, definitely pushed. And like I'm saying, this is coming off of a previous.
Okay. Is he intoxicated right now?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm going to say, have you been drinking too?
No.
Okay. All right. Listen, we're going to have an officer come over and see you guys, okay?
I appreciate you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
On October 12th, 2022, at approximately 10:32 p.m., Nicholas Brutcher made a 911 call to Bristol Communications. It is likely that Nicholas Brutcher was already outfitted in camo gear and armed with at least two weapons. The call was a ruse. Nicholas Brutcher falsely stated that his brother Nathan Brutcher was being aggressive and requested police assistance. Immediately following the call, at approximately 10:38 p.m., Bristol Communications dispatched officers to 310 Redstone Hill. Officers Alex Hamsey and Alec Laredo and Sergeant Dustin DeMonte responded. They parked their police cruisers directly in front of the house on the south side of Redstone Hill Road, facing east. Officer Laredo parked his cruiser on the north side of the street, facing west. All three officers exited their cruisers and walked up the driveway to the side door of the house. Prior to the arrival of the officers, Nicholas Brutcher likely turned on the garage exterior light and leaned a shotgun against the side of the garage. He then concealed himself behind bushes in the front of the house next to the door, the shotgun the equivalent of cheese left in a mouse trap. Nicholas Brutcher was armed with a high-power AR-style rifle and at least one handgun. He had multiple magazines of ammunition. As they approached the driveway, Officer Hamsey mentioned, "I went to school with this kid." Unbeknownst to the officers, Nicholas Brutcher had hidden himself near the bushes at the front of the house next door. This house, 328 Redstone Hill Road, was the home of Brutcher's parents, Joseph and Katrina Brutcher. The house at 310 Redstone Hill Road has a detached garage, an open breezeway, connects the house and garage. As the officers approached the house, they observed a shotgun leaning against the garage. Officer Hamsey examined the shotgun. Nathan Brutcher was inside the house and appeared in the doorway. Officer Laredo ordered him to come outside. As he exited the house, Nathan Brutcher said, "I don't even have my phone." As Nathan Brutcher stepped out of the doorway, Nicholas Brutcher opened fire using his AR rifle.
Here, right now.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month?
They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Striking all three officers and Nathan Brutcher, Nathan retreated into his house. Officer Hamsey immediately fell. Sergeant DeMonte proceeded through the breezeway into the rear yard and saw Joseph Brutcher. He then returned to the driveway and toward Officer Hamsey, where he collapsed onto the pavement. Officer Laredo, who was struck in the upper right leg area, also moved away through the breezeway.
Ah! Shots fired!
To the rear yard, Nicholas Brutcher emerged from his position next door and approached the fallen officers. Nicholas Brutcher walked to the driveway and toward Hamsey and DeMonte, Nicholas's parents, who had come outside and in the rear yard of their home, saw what happened next. Nicholas proceeded to stand over each officer and fire multiple shots into them. First Sergeant DeMonte and then Officer Hamsey.
Shots fired, shots fired. More cars, send everyone. Officer shot, officer shot.
Receive officer shot.
Ah.
Upon seeing this, Katrina Brutcher began to scream uncontrollably for Nicholas to stop.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh,
my God. Oh, my God. Chris, do you have the address? 310, 310, Westbound Hill Road.
At one point, Nicholas's AR-15 stopped firing. He had incorrectly inserted the magazine, and he switched to a handgun and continued firing.
Clear early time there, check him out. Crazy. 10:30 to 14, they're already gone.
During this time, Nicholas yelled, "How proud are you of me? How proud, Mom?" Officer Laredo moved along the back of the house, emerging in the yard of the house on the west side of 310 Redstone Hill. He radioed for assistance and continued moving until he reached the police cruisers parked on Redstone Hill Road. Officer Laredo heard sounds indicating that Nicholas Brutcher was attempting to load a firearm. From his position, Officer Laredo could see Nicholas Brutcher, who was still in the driveway in front of the garage. Bracing himself against Officer Hamsey's cruiser, Officer Laredo fired one shot. Striking Nicholas Brutcher at the base of his neck, killing him. Following the incident, Nicholas Brutcher was lying on his left side in the driveway, north of the eastern corner of the garage. He had sustained a gunshot wound to the base of his neck. In the driveway was a Glock 17 handgun, with no magazine and no bullet in the chamber. To the east of Nicholas was a 17-round Glock magazine, loaded with 15 rounds, a camouflage magazine pouch, containing one AR-style magazine with 28 rounds of 5.56 ammunition. Northeast of his body was a 5.56 AR-15-style Stag Arms rifle with a magazine inserted upside down. This is the one he placed in wrong before reaching for his handgun. Officer Hamsey was found lying in a supine position in the driveway east of the breezeway. He had sustained multiple gunshot wounds to his head and face. A loaded Glock 45 handgun was underneath his right leg. Adjacent to his left knee was an empty 27-round Glock 9mm magazine. Surrounding Officer Hamsey were 21 9mm expended shell casings, one shotgun shell, and 10 deformed bullet projectiles. North of Officer Hamsey was a large pool of blood-like substances, believed to be the location of Sergeant Amante, prior to Bristol officers transporting him to the hospital. West of the blood pool, detectives located a fully loaded Glock 45 9mm handgun. Throughout the driveway, detectives located multiple 9mm expended shell casings and deformed bullet-like projectiles. Leaning against the northeast side of the garage was the Mossberg 930 semi-automatic shotgun Nicholas had used to set up his trap. A single shotgun shell was found near Officer Hamsey's right arm. Review of the body-worn camera recording showed Officer Hamsey handling the shotgun and ejecting a shell from the chamber.
Brent, like you said, people coming by all day to drop off flowers, leave crosses, some cutout angels, signs, and flags at this memorial here for these officers. Now, they actually took all of the flowers inside the police department due to the rain, but just in that time, just in a few minutes, people have already come to put more out on this vehicle. Earlier today, it was completely crowded, full of flowers on top and on the ground. Those we spoke to telling us these men were a cherished part of the Bristol community and will be dearly missed. Many also describing this as scary and shocking.
It's shocking. It's unbelievable. You know, you just don't think this happens in your neighborhood or in your community.
Neighbors near the shooting describing a scene Wednesday night as they heard what sounded like firecrackers followed by sirens.
It's probably 10 to 15 rapid boom, 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 boom.
We heard this noise and Paul said it sounded like a jackhammer or something.
These residents stunned by this tragedy, both saying they never thought something like this would happen so close to their homes.
This is my home and I love it and I don't want to leave here. But this is scaring me, it really is.
Now the Bristol community picking up the pieces and coming together to show support for each other and the department.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful to see all these people of Bristol come in and show their support for our officers. It really touches my heart.
We spoke with a friend of Sergeant DeMonte and a high school classmate of Alex Hamsey. People who knew these officers personally say they impacted the community and their lives.
Sergeant DeMonte was a big motivation for me to help me stay sober. The kind words that he said to me helped me to be where I'm at today, which by the grace of God, I'm 2 years sober.
Hoping to carry on their legacies and remember them in any way they can.
He was always very happy and always smiling.
And everyone we spoke to today is saying they'll continue to send their condolences and support this community. Live in Bristol, Emma Wolforst will send it back to you, Brent.
Nicholas Brutcher's gunfire directed at the police officers also struck Nathan Brutcher. He sustained gunshot wounds to his right lateral thigh and left inner knee. He was taken to St. Francis Hospital and admitted for treatment on October 12, 2022 at 11:34 p.m. After receiving treatment, he was discharged 2 days later. Inspectors interviewed Nathan Brutcher on October 14, 2022, following his release from the hospital, and again on October 18, 2022. Nathan Brutcher denied being with Nicholas Brutcher when he made that 911 call. He said that he had no idea that his brother was going to make the call. The inspectors then confronted Nathan with Katrina. Brutcher's video statement in which she states that Nathan told her, quote, "Nick is putting on his armor and calling the cops and telling them to come back." Nathan claimed that he was asleep and had no clue what his brother was going to do. Inspectors played the portion of the mother's interview a second time. Nathan Brutcher persisted in asserting the lack of a recollection. "I don't remember anything except getting woken up by gunfire. I swear." Inspectors also showed Nathan a body-worn camera video of him standing in the doorway before discharge of any gunshots. Nathan repeatedly asserted a lack of memory of this happening. He mentioned that he had taken Xanax and had drank a lot. Despite being confronted with this evidence that was inconsistent with his account of what happened, Nathan did not waver from his claim of lack of recollection. When the inspectors expressed skepticism about this memory lapse, Nathan responded, "I'm being as truthful as I know to be true." Except Nathan Brutcher was not truthful during his two interviews with OIG inspectors. He did not, as he claimed, sleep through the incident. His assertion that he did is contradicted by recordings of Officer Hamsey, Officer Laredo, and Sergeant Amonte. His further denial of speaking to his mother about Nicholas Brutcher gearing up is contradicted by her credible statement. As to all of this, he claimed a lack of recollection. Nathan Brutcher's hands tested positive for some elements of gunshot residue. The laboratory classified the results as consistent with primer gunshot residue. The laboratory report notes that this result does not prove whether Nathan fired a firearm, nor whether a firearm was fired near him. The report further states that gunshot residue particles can be transferred by casual contact. There was no video or evidence recovered from the scene that indicated Nathan fired a gun during the incident. Still, investigators have reason to believe that Nathan isn't completely innocent in regards to the shooting that took place on October 12, 2024. But they also believe that there isn't sufficient evidence to charge him.
The inspector general found during this lengthy investigation, the use of deadly force was justified. While questions were raised about his brother Nathan's involvement, the inspector general said there isn't enough sufficient evidence to criminally charge him.
Shots fired, shots fired. More cars, send everyone.
The report also dove into factors that may have contributed to this attack. The FBI's behavioral analysis unit found stressors such as Brutcher's, quote, toxic relationship with a girlfriend who believed she was pregnant, possible struggles with his sexual identity, and financial troubles coupled with heavy substance use and perceived grievance from the traffic stop are, quote, probable motivations for his subsequent targeted act of violence against the Bristol officers, but emphasizing it would be wrong to place any blame for the attack on the traffic stop officers or others in Nicholas Brutcher's life. Now, in total, this report did span 66 pages. The Office of the Inspector General says they will not take any further action on this matter.
This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TELADOC health/whatsyourwhy.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month?
They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster.
That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.